Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Brian, thank you very much. More now on that news that two men have been arrested in connection with the murder of journalist Lyra McKee in Derry in 2019. The 29-year-old was shot dead by dissident Republicans as she observed rioting in the Creggan area of the city. And I'm joined now by Belfast-based Northern Ireland correspondent Amanda Ferguson. Good morning, Amanda. So these arrests happened today. Tell us more.
Good morning. Yes, that's correct. Detectives investigating the murder of 29-year-old Belfast writer and journalist Lyra McKee in April 2019 in Derry have arrested two men. So the men, aged 24 and 29, were arrested in the Derry area this morning under the Terrorism Act, and they were taken to the Serious Crime Suite at Musgrave Police Station in Belfast, where they're going to be interviewed later. Now, Ms. McKee was observed rioting in the Creggan area when she was killed, and the two-year investigation into her murder has been headed up by the PSNI's Detective Superintendent Jason Murphy. Now, he previously said the local community have supported the police throughout the course of the protracted investigation, and he thanked them for their continued patience while this phase of the investigation is ongoing. So a total of five men have already been charged in connection with the murder. And last week, two of the men charged with the murder were granted bail after appearing in court, and they are due to appear again on October the 7th.
And Amanda, you mentioned there the PSNI say thanking the community for having patience with them, but there has been a lot of police activity around this case in recent weeks.
Yes, that's right. You know, there was a bit of a lull in activity, but the police were working away in the background and had spoken publicly on many occasions about the importance of cooperation from the local community in trying to bring Lyra McKee's killers to justice. So it's a ongoing investigation, and it's got a way to go yet. We'll hear what the defence lawyers for the men say when they're back in court next week. But so far, these two men, aged 24 and 29, have just been arrested, and we'll hear if charges flow from that.
All right, Amanda, and we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Amanda Ferguson there, Belfast-based Northern Ireland correspondent.